From the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage, Alaska, I'm Emily Schwing. On the second day of the convention, attendees heard from candidates running for state and federal office. In opening remarks, United States Senator Mark Begich recognized Alaska Native veterans in the audience. There are more than 5,000 Native veterans in the far north. Begich said they face many problems.
For years, these veterans had to travel hundreds of miles at great expense to get treatment at the VA clinic or hospital in Anchorage or Seattle.
But Begich said health care availability has improved in the 6 years he's been in the Senate.
Thanks to an agreement, I pushed the Indian Health Services and VA rural veterans, both Native and non-Native, now can get their health care right in their own home communities at their own home Native health clinics and hospitals, and the VA will pay for it.
Begich also said he's working to secure funding for a new project to recognize veterans.
Now I'm pushing for the National Cemetery Administration to support an Alaska Native Veterans Cemetery here in Alaska. This would occur in coordination with Native leaders and will make sure it is welcoming to traditional burial rites and military honors.
The senator is in the middle of a close re-election campaign against former Alaska Attorney General Dan Sullivan. The most popular event of the day was a fiery debate between the two candidates. Senator Begich highlighted projects funded by federal dollars in rural Alaska that are helping bring down the cost of energy.
We are the incubator when you think about this. We are the have an incredible opportunity when we think of wind energy, solar, geothermal, hydro.
Dan Sullivan argued the federal government is blocking access to resources. He also touted his previous work at the state level. He says the urgent need for lower cost energy is best served by public-private partnerships.
Partnering with the private sector and developing the infrastructure that we need. It's something as a U.S. Senator I'll be focused on. It's something as a DNR commissioner, as Attorney General, we got real results.
When it came time to discuss tribal sovereignty, Senator Begich asked Dan Sullivan directly whether he supports subsistence rights. But Sullivan avoided the question. He was the Attorney General in 2010. That's when the state moved to appeal a decision in the case Alaska versus Sally Jewell, better known as the Katie John case. Sullivan defended his role in that case multiple times during this year's convention.
There was no personal lawsuit against Katie John. That case was about, when I was involved, the extent of state control over our rivers.
Conference attendees also heard from Alaska's gubernatorial candidates who debated responses to domestic violence as well as energy and recognition of tribal courts. The two also outlined what they'd like to see in the federal government's development of an official Arctic policy. U.S. Representative Don Young was also at the convention. He apologized for comments he recently made about suicide that offended students and teachers at a school assembly in nearby Wasilla.
I co-sponsored and voted for the Mental Health First Aid Act, though other people will take credit for it, and it did pass the House. It gives $10 million to people to train to recognize the illness that does invade this great state of ours.
Young said his congressional record shows he's addressed high rates of suicide in Alaska during his 45 years in office. The 81-year-old congressman is running for re-election this year against newcomer Forrest Dunbar. Dunbar grew up in rural Alaska, and he says he's familiar with the major issues people are talking about at AFN.
Subsistence is probably the biggest one. I'd say probably far and away the biggest one. Other issues include tribal sovereignty, the cost of energy in the rural areas in particular, and those aren't surprises.
AFN is the largest gathering of Alaska Natives in the United States, so Dunbar said it makes sense. Those important issues drive the convention conversation. On the final day of the gathering, attendees will vote on nearly 50 resolutions. Many focus on the same topics addressed by political candidates. Additional issues include the safety of Native women, Native housing assistance, and an effort to promote cultural tourism. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Emily Schwing.
AFN Newscast produced by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation. Funding provided by South Central Foundation, ConocoPhillips, Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, Donlin Gold, the Rasmussen Foundation, Shalista Corporation, and Manalek Association, Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.